Hey there, Digital Detox Wars. Nova Lane here, your guide to reclaiming your life from the clutches of that tiny screen tied to your phone. I'm talking about taking back control, one mindful swipe at a time. Today's mission. Organization without becoming a slave to your smartphone. Ever feel like your life is a chaotic mess of notifications and half-finished tasks? Like you're constantly scrambling for that elusive mental space where clarity resides. You know, the feeling when your phone buzzes and suddenly, all those brilliant thoughts vaporize into thin air. Yeah, I've been there, done that. Trust me, I get it. Our phones are amazing tools, but they can also be serious productivity saboteurs if we let them. So, how do we break free from this digital dependence when it comes to staying organized? Well, buckle up, my friends, because I've got 5 golden nuggets of wisdom that'll help you conquer the chaos and embrace a life of intentional organization, phone-free. Number 1. Embrace the power of analog. Remember those ancient artifacts called notebooks? Yes, they still exist. They might not have fancy apps or autocorrect, but trust me, the simple act of jotting down your thoughts to DOS and brilliant ideas on paper can be a game-changer. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain, clearing the digital clutter and allowing those creative sparks to truly shine. Number 2. Master the art of time blocking. This isn't about squeezing every minute into a rigid schedule, it's about carving out dedicated chunks of time for specific tasks. Whether it's tackling that daunting project, responding to emails, or simply indulging in some guilt-free me time, allocate specific blocks on your physical calendar, the kind you can actually see and interact with. Think of it as painting your day with intention, giving each task its rightful place and preventing those pesky digital distractions from derailing your focus. Number 3. The magic of lists. Don't underestimate the power of a good old-fashioned to-do list. It might seem basic, but trust me, having your tasks laid out in front of you can be incredibly liberating. And here's a pro tip. Break down those big, overwhelming projects into smaller, more manageable steps. Suddenly, that mountain of work becomes a series of conquerable peaks and the sense of accomplishment. Oh, it's pure bliss. Number 4. Declutter your physical space. This might seem like an odd one for a podcast about phone addiction, but trust me, there's a powerful connection between our physical environment and our mental clarity. A cluttered desk can lead to a cluttered mind, making it harder to focus and stay organized. So, take some time to declutter your workspace, toss out unnecessary items, organize your files, and create a clean and calming space that fosters productivity. Number 5. Embrace the power of no. This one's crucial. We often overcommit ourselves, leading to stress, overwhelm, and ultimately, poor organization. Learn to say no politely but firmly to requests that don't align with your priorities or bandwidth. Protecting your time and energy is essential for maintaining focus and achieving your goals. Let me tell you about a friend of mine, Sarah. She was constantly overwhelmed, juggling work, family, and social commitments, all while glued to her phone. She felt like she was drowning in notifications and never had a moment to herself. Then, she decided to try something radical. She deleted all the non-essential apps from her phone and started using a physical planner for everything. She was surprised by how much calmer and more focused she became. The key takeaways here are simple. Embrace analog tools, plan your time strategically, make lists to clutter your space, and learn to say no. It's not about becoming a Luddite, it's about reclaiming control over your technology and using it consciously and intentionally. So, my fellow digital detox warriors, I challenge you to take these steps and put them into action today. Start small, maybe ditch the phone for an hour while you read, or simply try writing down your tasks instead of relying on that sticky note app. Every little step you take towards reducing your phone dependence will empower you to live a more intentional, organized, and fulfilling life. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Share your experiences, your struggles, and your triumphs in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can all learn and grow together. Until next time, keep those screens at bay and stay organized.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.